Welcome to the Vote Your Conscience podcast, a weekly podcast dedicated to giving to you a true conservative Christian perspective on current events. And now, today's program.
Hello, this is Kevin Thompson once again, your host here for the Vote Your Conscience podcast, hosted by the Vote Your Conscience blog. Check us out at www.voteyourconscienceblog.com. Well, we are going to be concluding our interview with the Reverend Michael Carl, who is the co-chairman of the Constitution Party here in Massachusetts. We are talking about President Bush's State of the Union. And, of course, as you've been keeping abreast, as you've been keeping track, this has much more to do with just the State of the Union, just a speech, but some of the philosophical foundations in which we disagree with the president, with the Republican Party, with the Democratic Party, with the power brokers there in Washington, and even here in the Bay State. So I hope you'll listen to this. I hope you enjoyed it. Let us know what you think. Leave us a few comments there on the blog, and we'd love to interact with you. Well, without any further ado, let's continue our talk with the Reverend Michael Carl, and we are talking about education at this point.
What we ought to do is eliminate the Federal Department of Education, lay off all of those educrats who are living on the taxpayers' money, and let all the teachers be free not to have to join a labor union so they can teach in a public school. And what we ought to do is genuinely return all of the schools to complete control of the local school district, the local towns. Let's return to the concept of the neighborhood school.
Yes.
Let the folks in a neighborhood pool their resources, hire a teacher, and set up an education system for their kids on that street. Then we know that the kids are really getting an education that is truly formed and fashioned out of the compassion and concern of the parents of those kids. They're not turning the education of their kids over to the state.
Right.
Where they can be brainwashed into becoming humanist automatons who are well-schooled, well-indoctrinated citizens of a globalistically motivated education system.
Right.
That ultimately takes its commands and controls and hints from the United Nations. And that's what we're getting now.
Mm.
There's plenty of evidence for that. But see, the president was talking very nobly about all those great standards.
Yes.
But underneath that, what we're talking about is a dominant, federally controlled education system that has as its objectives those priorities set by the godless secular humanists in the Department of Education and in the NEA. And so there's point two. And it again harkens back to a philosophical basis, that is, the government knows best.
Right.
The government is all-powerful, and the government is where we need to turn to get our sustenance, our education.
Absolutely.
And to depend upon them for our well-being.
It's interesting. When I'm a school principal, and we interview students coming into our private school, and one of the first things I tell the parents is, God has given you, biblically speaking, God has given you the authority and the responsibility to raise your children. We don't have that. We are here to help you and to aid you in that process, but you have the responsibility. Your child's education depends upon you as a parent. We've lost that concept completely. Once we allow our students to be raised by the state.
Hmm. Well, sounds like you're educating the parents properly. You know, once they're considering sending their kids to your school.
Well, we try.
That's the right orientation, and that's the right That's the right introduction to give them, and to let them know that child is their responsibility.
Right.
They brought him into the world. It's their responsibility to care for him. And at no point should the parents ever relinquish control or the responsibility for educating or training or raising their children
right.
to any agency of government at any level.
It seems like all that we've talked about thus far seems to be wrapped up in that phrase, personal responsibility, and the lack thereof within our country today.
Mm-hmm. So it's a very key detail.
Yes.
And listening to the, you know, we haven't even scratched the surface of most of what the president had to say, simply because so much of the first few moments of that address harkens from, you know, what, you know, 30 years ago, we would never would have imagined any president, you know, talking about how the government should do this. The government is responsible for this. You know, John Kennedy, you know, as many ways as I disagree with much of what, you know, the Kennedy family stands for now, you know, John Fitzgerald Kennedy, the one that actually occupied the White House for a few years, said, ask not what your country can do for you, but what for you can do for your country. Now, there's a philosophical, you know, error there also, because ultimately then, you know, the person is still focusing on the country. But there's nothing wrong with patriotism and the people rising up to determine what is best for their nation, what is best for their people, what's best for themselves. Because, you know, ultimately, as we read from Thomas Jefferson in the Declaration of Independence, all powers of the government are derived from the consent of the governed. And so it needs to come from us, not from the other way around. Bush, 30, 40 years later, is sitting there addressing the nation, telling them, the government is going to do this. The government is going to do this. The government is going to do this. You know, talking about guaranteeing that all Americans will have health care. Well, that, again, is the nanny state. That's the government knows best.
Right.
The government will provide for you. You know, who in the world would have ever thought, you know, even 20 years ago, when Ronald Reagan stood before the Congress, given the State of the Union addresses, that a fellow Republican would say, we want to guarantee that all Americans have affordable health insurance. Yes, he said, you know, we need to leave it, you know, private funding and all these other things. But when you have the federal government intervening in the process, everyone who's listening knows that ultimately it's going to be the government that will take the responsibility, government will take the initiative, and then government will make us dependent on them for our health care.
Right.
You know, and so, I mean, George W. Bush has gone so far away from the ideas and the concepts and the principles upon which our nation was originally founded. No one who sat in the Constitutional Convention in the summer of 1787, no one, not one of them, would recognize the country that exists today in comparison to what they believed it should be and was back when they set up and drew up and wrote and authored the Constitution of the United States of America. You know, we are so far away from that. And the best thing in the world we can do is to find a means to stand and return this country to its true governing principles. And you know, I'm asking anyone listening, and all of those who are listening to this program, you know, to check out the Constitution Party, you know, the Constitution Party of Massachusetts. You can find us at www.cpoma.org. And then the Constitution Party's national website is, from the National Party, www.constitutionparty.com. And I'm asking folks to join in with us in working to return our country back to its biblically based, God-centered principles that require individual initiative and personal integrity.
Absolutely. Well, Brother Carl, we'd like to thank you for being on the program here today. And we urge our listeners to do just that. Check out these websites. They are listed for you on our Vote Your Conscience blog right there on the side. You'll see the National Constitution Party link. You'll see the Massachusetts Constitution Party link as well. And don't forget, when you're on the Constitution Party of Massachusetts website, check out the blog. We update that regularly, and you'll find articles that will talk about these subjects that we're talking about here on the broadcast. In fact, you can look at Steve Moran's critique of the State of the Union as well. You'll want to check back frequently, keep up to date, and perhaps we can begin to turn the tide, even in our state, in our country. You never know what the Lord can do when people finally commit themselves to do what is right.
Well, Kevin, I want to add one thing, is that I would ask also everyone to join in together in prayer.
Yes.
For our country. You know, as a man of God, and as a, hopefully, and as a servant of the Lord who has pledged his life to, you know, doing what the Lord says do, going where the Lord says go, I would urge everyone just to get on their knees and ask the Lord for a fresh rebirth of his spirit in this country, where people will once again turn their hearts and their eyes and their minds towards Jesus, you know, the author and finisher of our salvation, and the only one who is truly able to bring us where we really need to be. And the first place we all need to be is looking upon our Lord and asking him what we should do and serving him faithfully. And it is there that we will most likely find the strength to accomplish those other things we've talked about in this program today.
A lot of these issues we've been talking about are just that. They are personal issues that individuals have to deal with. Not just a government solution, but an individual solution. And at that point, we're talking about an individual's heart. And that heart will not be making the right decisions until they have a correct and proper view, respect, and relationship with our Lord and Savior.
Amen.
And so we would urge you, these issues obviously are important, but the most important issue, of course, is your relationship with your Lord, whether you realize he's your Lord or not. There is a sovereign God, and we don't believe in a sovereign government, but a sovereign God who gives us the rights that we have. And if you are in tune and in accord with his will and his desire, then perhaps we can hear from heaven and see our land healed here in Massachusetts and our country as well.
Amen.
And that's all the time we have for today. Again, thank you for joining us. Don't forget to check out the Constitution Party of Massachusetts website. That's www.cpoma.org. And again, thank you for listening. We'll see you back here next week.